This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I liken the Democrats to the geniuses, was it ABC, that decided that they were going to continue the Roseanne show without Roseanne. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Look, if we just talk about the Roseanne show, I have no interest. You know, it's Hollywood. Roseanne's, you know, always been a little bit of a weird lady, and I think came to her own conclusions at some point that leftism are these leftists are crazy. And because she's Jewish, I know it's an important issue to her because she and I began communications over that issue because I'm a total friend of the Jews in Israel. And so, you know, I started following her for that reason. Her show came back. Roseanne's not a great actress, even though she's done better. She's gotten better over the years. There's nothing that compelled me to watch her show, but I did because it was her and I wanted to support her. And I thought, what a great comeback. You know, her numbers were stellar. They were through the roof. It was good, interesting radio conversation that the conservatives appeared to be winning. Same with Tim Allen. He's cruising along. They got these two shows that are dealing with political issues openly and honestly. Both sides of the argument. You could say, oh, it's written more for conservatives. Okay, fine, whatever you want to say. But however it's done, we had these two successful shows, and what do? They crush Roseanne because of a comment that she made about Valerie Jarrett, which, by the way, was a legit comment. Valerie Jarrett does look like one of those Planet of the Apes chicks. She flatly does. How is that controversial? That's a comedic observation, and it happens to be true. It's like looking at pictures of people's dogs and going, man, that dog looks like his owner. You're not calling the owner a dog. You're saying maybe they've been together so long, they start to mimic one another. I don't know why Valerie Jarrett, the minute I saw her, there are pictures of her, and that's the first thing I thought is exactly what Roseanne said, and she loses her show over it. And then they're going to start the Conners. Because they want to prove to America, you don't need the star. I liken it to what the Democrats are doing politically right now. Roseanne brought great numbers back to her show, a reboot of her show. I think that's what they call it. Donald Trump has brought great numbers back to America, a reboot of America. And what do they want to do? They want to destroy him. They want him gone from the show. Now, in the case of Roseanne, she had good numbers. Barack Obama didn't. He never did. He bought his way to I wouldn't call it a prosperous economy because it wasn't. It was smoke and mirrors. And you had a media that wanted you to believe that the guy could do no wrong. Donald Trump comes along and says, look, I don't need smoke and mirrors. I got good policy. So Roseanne says, I don't need it. I got some good writing. I think the political climate is such that people want to see. They want to hear me talk about my politics. They want me to air out some of my dirty laundry that I've been airing out on Twitter. Boom, I'm reconstituting my show, rebooting it, and bam, it is a huge success. And she does one tweet, and it's over. And get this, they kill her off with an overdose. I didn't see the show, but that's what I heard. She's taking prescription painkillers, and she takes too many and dies. Kills herself off with an opioid overdose. I mean, what could be more fitting than the left to go, hey, let's kill her off with a problem facing America that, you know, quite frankly, we shouldn't be making light of. She couldn't get killed in a car crash. She couldn't have just died a natural death. No, they got to make it opioids. So they kill her off. And then they rebooted it and they called it the Conners. Yeah, because John Goodman, he's going to carry it, and a bunch of other B-list actors that nobody knows, they're going to carry the show now. Look, I like John Goodman. I think he's a good actor. And he did great on the show. He was one of the realistic actors on the show. I mean, he was a believable character. But without Roseanne, the show was nothing. So the executives said, they came back later and they go, well, you know, it may not have been a good idea to fire Roseanne. Really? Hey, Democrats, listen, it's probably not a good idea to fire the guy who's bringing prosperity back to America. Just saying. Two senior executives at the network told the outlet that ABC President Channing Dungey's decision to immediately fire the actress and cancel her show after she made racially charged comments about former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett was a knee-jerk decision they would later regret. Hey, Fox News, just out of curiosity, are you paying attention? You're going to regret your decision to fire me over me calling some lying skanks, lying skanks. Yeah, here it is on record. Kevin said it again. I mean, I just look at these people and go, what are you thinking? You get mad at people for telling you the truth? And what was racially charged to say Valerie Jarrett looked like that chick from the Planet of the Apes? There's nothing racially charged about that. There was an albino monkey that reminded me of Al Gore. What's that? Is that racially charged? It's ridiculous. Here's what he goes on to say. We didn't think it through properly. What Roseanne did was wrong, but we shouldn't have rushed to fire her. It was almost a knee-jerk reaction by Ben Sherwood and Channing Dungey. We should have launched an investigation. Yeah, that's a good thing. This would have given him more time to listen to the public, advertisers, and cast members to determine the best direction. No, we live in a time of knee-jerk reactions. We live in a time where leftists bombarded Roseanne the minute that came out. The same thing that happened to me with Fox, they get their mills, they have these mills that create nothing but negative tweets and stuff, and then they bombarded ABC in this case. In my case, they bombarded Fox. And they made them believe there's this groundswell of emotion against what Roseanne said and against what Kevin Jackson says and against what you or any other Republican, conservative, pragmatist says. When all you're telling is the truth, because they can't stand the truth. The truth is kryptonite for leftists. And so Fox, who leans left anyway, went, oh my gosh, you know, we can't have, this is not the opinions of Fox. That is a reprehensible statement. Oh, but we'll tolerate, you know, all this other crap that goes on at Fox. We'll give out huge multi-million-dollar payments, you know, for people sexually harassing and people screwing around on each other and whatever else. But, you know, Kevin Jackson was reprehensible. Well, Fox, you're reprehensible. The public knows it. You can lead now, but let me tell you, competition's on its way. Anyway, I just wanted to cover Roseanne from a political perspective and not from the standpoint of ratings and all that. I don't care about that. I care about how to juxtapose that to what's really going on in the world and the attack on conservatism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Michael Avenatti and his staff will be kicked out of their Newport Beach office suite under judges' eviction orders. Avenatti personally got hit with a $4.85 million judgment for unpaid debt to an ex-colleague. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That's called karma. That's not good news for the left. Michael Avenatti, by the way, he got loomered. One of my friends, Laura Loomer, she went to him, and he just got so angry with her. I thought he was going to challenge her to go into the UFC, you know, because he challenged Donald Trump Jr. I accepted his challenge on behalf of Donald Trump Jr., and I asked him if he was going to invite Laura. I would accept his challenge on behalf of Laura Loomer, too, because I would love to get into the octagon with Michael Avenatti. That would be something we could probably stream, and I could even get a little pay-per-view. What do you think? KJRadio.com, how to contact me. My name is Kevin Jackson. That's who you're listening to. 844-551-8255. Look, I don't wish any ill will on Avenatti. I know he's a scumbag. He's a creepy porn lawyer. And he's a scummy guy. But I wish him no ill will. I tell people all the time, we can waste energy on negativity, or we can move forward in our lives, and I choose to move forward. In every situation, I choose to move forward. I'll be honest with you, it's tough to do sometimes. It really is, especially when you watch how people under, you know, the people that you think, you know, you're cool with, they will undermine you. I'm just telling you, this is it's a strange world out there. And I'll expound more on this stuff as we move along. I got a few things working, and I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm working on this TV thing. It will need your help to make it successful, but I'm flying to meet with executives at a TV station to talk about, not a TV station, but a group that wants to put together a TV deal, and we'll need your help to do it. But I tell you what, it could be very successful. I'm excited about the possibility, because I will be one of the kingmakers, if you will. And I don't say that in the sense of, oh man, I'm Mr. Cocky Kevin Jackson here. No, I'm saying it in the sense that more people need a break than those that are willing to give breaks are giving. And their breaks come with strings. You know, what can you say? What can you do? We still don't get unfiltered truth. I mean, even from guys like Fox, people, oh, Kevin, Fox is going to get, let me tell you something. You're not getting unfiltered truth from Fox. You get as close to it as you want. You know, there's, like they said, there's reality TV and then there's true TV. And so the true TV shows are shows where they got cops going out with cop cams. And that's true TV. Reality, and I'm talking about videoed TV. I'm not talking about like live PD with Dan Abrams, who's a total lefty. And they synthesize it and everybody's, you know, treating each other right because they know there's all kinds of cameras. It's one thing to have your cop cam and you have to respond immediately without, you know, thinking about something. And it's another when there's a film crew behind you and it's always in the back of your mind, there's a film crew behind me. All right? So there's reality news and then there's true news. And you're not getting true news. And the reason is everybody's concerned about sponsors and who wants to be associated with this. Let me tell you something. And I played the clip with a guy talking to me about my Jeep commercial that's running a Jeep ad running on my website. Something I was like, really? That's great. I've never had anything that good on my website. So, you know, there are people out there going, well, you know, Jeep, why would you want to advertise on Kevin Jackson's radio show or whatever? Or in his blog post articles or whatever. What are you talking about? You don't think conservatives buy Jeeps? When we figure out how powerful we are, the left isn't going to know what hit them, but we've got to do it. We've got to make that happen pretty quickly. Yep. Anyway, what else do we want to talk about? I want to talk about the Democrats' platform for a bit. Potential worst case aftermath. One of my writers wrote this, and he says the Democrats see their ideological failures coming to a head. Their 2018 poster girl continues to make one PR gaffe after another. If the Democrats were to win in November, what is their agenda? And he listed them. And let me just give you a few of these things. Stop Trump. Roll back the 2017 tax cuts. Raise taxes, which is essentially the same. But what he's telling you is not only do they want to roll them back, they want to raise them even higher. They want to return to the Paris Climate Accord. They want to impeach Trump. So there's stop Trump and there's impeach Trump. Stop him means we want him out. Take him out. FBI, CIA, NSA, all the other clandestine agencies, the 17 that make up the DOJ, get rid of him. Impeach is pretty simple. Let's impugn his reputation. Let's make him ineffective. That's a softer version, right? Impeach Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh's already, he's going to be, I mean, you want to talk about a dude, man, that I feel sorry for. This is like taking the Michelin man or the Pillsbury Doughboy and saying, we found out that the Pillsbury Doughboy is a serial rapist. And you're like, the Pillsbury Doughboy? Come on now. He doesn't even have naughty bits. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. He's a serial rapist. That's what when I think of Kavanaugh. And they want to impeach him. After everything they've done to destroy this man's life, they're not done. The next one, open borders. Any surprise there? Nope. Here's one. And by the way, if you go to this article written by Chris Stetsko, you can get to the links. He's linked to every one of these things he's talking about to prove to you that this is their agenda. But they want to give you $500 a month free money to all citizens. Free money. What are you going to do with yours? because you'd only be getting yours back. Universal health care, which we've already talked about, because, you know, that's one of... They've got it. What's funny when they talk about it, more, you know, 20 million people got access to more health care that they can't use. I love it. They have access to more health care insurance. But nobody ever goes, well, can you use it? Let me tell you, we had Obamacare. You're afraid to use it. We had to shift to one of those packages they had, and it was three times the cost, and it cost me, I think we figured it out, it was like $27,000 before we actually started using the insurance. So, yeah, you were covered as long as you could come up with $27,000. If you only needed $10,000 worth of medical in a year, you'd be better off just saving your money and paying for it cash. That's what it boiled down to. So I was paying $1,600 or $1,700 a month for insurance, which you do the math. I mean, what's that? Like almost 20 grand a year. If I just put that money in the bank, I would truly be better off. Maybe not in my 60s, but certainly right now. Anyway, here's another one. Gun control. Undercover videos by Project Veritas. You've seen, you know, Claire McCaskill. Yeah, you know, we're going to get these guns eventually, but we have to go at it piecemeal. They want to give you tuition-free college to, you know, these great junior colleges. Elimination of college, credit card, and personal debt. Eliminate the Electoral College. These are Democrat platform talking points. Legalization of all narcotics. Massive spending increases. Keep public students in failing government programs. That's their agenda. Would you vote for that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump on Wednesday called the potential explosive devices that were delivered to high-profile Democratic figures and the CNN studios in New York despicable acts and said the full force of the U.S. government was conducting a major federal investigation. The president also said,
"This egregious conduct is abhorrent to everything we hold dear and sacred as Americans. We're extremely angry, upset, unhappy about what we witnessed this morning, and we will get to the bottom of it."
One winning ticket was sold for the record Mega Millions jackpot of what turned out to be just under $1.6 billion. That winning ticket was purchased in South Carolina. South Carolina is one of the 8 states that you can remain anonymous, so we may never know the jackpot winner. Now, the retailer who sold the winning ticket also received $50,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's take a few of you guys' messages to me, most of which are pretty complimentary, but going back a little ways, there's some that there are people that don't like what I do. They don't, like this lady.
I didn't know about your show until just now, when I found out how you're calling Dr. Ford and the other women skanky. I'm glad you got fired. That's my comment. Bye now.
And I don't have a problem with that, you know, because they're mad. Black man's out there speaking out against all this feminist nonsense. I don't blame her. She's a lefty. There's no question in my mind she's a lefty, because there are women. There isn't a woman on the planet that doesn't know what a skanky is. Not a woman on the planet. So if you want to be mad at me for speaking the truth, be mad. She probably is one. Yeah. See, that's what you can do when you don't have to worry about sponsors. You can just say what you really believe. And look, I'm not, there's going to be a day where I do have people that sponsor the show, and I don't say things to be incendiary. I want people to want to be a part of what we do. But understand this. This show is about truth. We will tell the truth. So when I endorse your product, people will go, Kevin endorses it. It's true. Because he's going to tell us what is the real deal. So, and for the record, as I said earlier, skank skunk. If I said they were, that those women are lying skunks, I'd still have my job at Fox. One letter, U versus A, right? Skank versus skunk. Really? That's the level of sensitivity we have these days? Is it a bad word? Would you let your child, your 13-year-old son or daughter say skank? I would. I'd let my sons, look, there are words they couldn't say, and there are words they can say. And that would not have been one that I would have rejected. I would have said, son, well, that's a pretty harsh word for her. Well, Dad, let me explain. She tried to get an innocent man fired from his job. It could have ruined his career. Could have ruined his marriage. It certainly has dented his reputation. I'd go, well, that's a proper use of the word, son. Continue on. That's what I would have said. Anyway, she wishes that I would get fired. Hey, here's the good news, bad news for you, lady. Fox fired me. I've got other opportunities. I still work. I still have my own company. I do what I do. And they haven't shut me down. And I've probably said skank more than I said it, you know, before when I tweeted it. I hadn't even said it. I tweeted it. Now I say it. Proudly so. So there's that. Then I got a buddy of mine. He calls me from L.A. I'll let you guys hear what he had to say.
Yeah, this is Greg from L.A. Man, I'm telling you, I wish the Dodgers was hitting the baseball as hard as you'd be hitting them points on the colossal Democratic screw-up during the Kavanaugh hearings. Because you're hitting the ball right on the button, buddy. You know, keep knocking them out the park. You know, and it's Bray from L.A., you know, I listen to you every day. Take care.
Bray, I love getting messages like that, man. So thank you for calling in. 844-551-8255. For those of you who want to let us know what you think. You know, look, I'm glad we're hitting it out of the park. And it's funny, I think back on radio in the early days when we were trying to do a show, it was horrible. It was bad. Wow. It was funny because one of my producers said to me at the time, he says, Kevin, he goes, don't try so hard, man. Because we were trying to get all these elements into the show and make it interesting and things like that. And you know what he said to me? This is a dude that had been in radio for 35 years, probably mid-50s at the time. Dave's probably 60 now, 60, 63, 64. Anyway, he said to me, he says, man, you are interesting just with your commentary. He goes, Kevin, I don't know where it comes from, but he goes, I could just listen to you talk about this stuff. And he goes, it's amazing. So he goes, forget all that other stuff. Don't worry about the elements. Just do what you do and you'll be fine. You have a way of synthesizing the things to make it understandable, to make people think about it differently. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest compliments I ever got was from Justice Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas. And I went to visit him in D.C. and I was complimenting him on, you know, being a justice and just being an inspiration to people like myself and many others. And I was saying, you know, you take all this information in this library of books. He's got a library in his office. And he stopped me. And he says, Kevin, hold on. And he says, Kevin, you take that information that's in these books and you synthesize it better than anyone. He goes, you boil it down to where people can understand it. And he goes, that's the talent. And I just remember just being in awe, going, will you say that again on my cell phone? You know, so I can record it. It was my, and I'm saying it publicly because Justice Thomas absolutely told me that. God is my witness. And I thought to myself, wow, one of the most brilliant minds, legal minds, knows my work and says, this is what you do. So anyway, to my buddy out in L.A., you know, I appreciate that. I appreciate getting a call when the guy says, man, you're knocking out of the park. I hope we knock it out of the park every day because there's something being said or done that is offensive to us, and we've got to be able to figure it out. And here's the thing. I listen to this show when we audit and have to go get clips when we're, you know, presenting it, marketing it to other people. And I think to myself, how do you talk about essentially the same thing every day and you got to make it interesting? Now, the stories change. You know, I don't know if you guys, there was a story about a grandmother who stabbed her 19-month-old grandbaby to death and put it in the oven, cooked it in the oven or something. You hear this story? I don't have to know much about that story to go, that is a crazy leftist person who you never should have been a mother, much, which means that you wouldn't have been a grandmother. And how do you get to that point? I don't care if a baby's got colic. I get it, man. They're tough to raise. I've raised four. They cry and whine. And there are many days you want to say, boy, I just thought of, you know, knock you in the next week, as my grandmother used to tell me. But you understand what it means to be a parent and so on, or certainly a grandparent. I'm not a grandparent. But you get it. How do you do that? But I'm just saying, though, it's man's inhumanity to man. We talk about it all the time, and here's yet another example of it, and another example of it, and another example of it. That's how do you make it interesting? How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? Oh, man, anyway, I appreciate that call. My brother out of California. Here was another guy who talked to me about the Dummycrats. He wanted me to go on tour. I think that's what it was, right?
Jackson, this is Rico from Maryland, man. Listen, I just want to tell you something. Yesterday, I saw the Dummycrats movie with Dominic Silk. It was great. But, you know, I've been listening to you for years, and I've always wished that you just, many guys like yourself, sell yourself. You guys should be out there everywhere, man. I was thinking, when you see some of these silly social justice movies, some of these idiotic movies that they put out, when they have the credits right before, or the commercials or so, I should say, you guys should be coming across the screen. I don't know how, you know, your advertisement agency should do it, but that's who the dumb masses need to see. They need to see intelligent guys like you, like yourself, come across that screen and just put some knowledge on them right then and there. Ask them a question. Get to the dumb masses. You can come across it. Let's see, I'm trying to think of what you could ask. Anything. You can come up with it. There's a thousand things with examples. You could start it off by saying anything. Let's say if you're just talking about the black community, you could say, hey, black community, I got something to tell you. Because, you know, people with color, they just can't get past color. So then you go to the dumb masses. And then they're listening. You got their ear. And then just give them a fact. Give them a fact that they can't receive. It's so many of them. It seems like the dumb masses just have their heads in the sand, and they don't hear enough. If someone hears what you're saying, unfortunately, they're not watching Fox. I mean, you know, when you were on, you know, Fox, they're not hearing your show. Even though we talk to them, many of us who are battling out here, and tell them, hey, listen to this person, listen to that person, giving them facts that they can't receive. To hear you come across it right there when they're sitting with friends or family, it kind of just pushes that belief to them. You know, pushes that knowledge to them. So anyway, you know, hopefully I can give you something. I know you're an intelligent guy, man, so you're probably way past me. You know, just, I don't know, try it out. Keep up the great work, man. I'm going to listen.
I appreciate my buddy calling from Maryland. And a great idea. You know, the problem is all this stuff takes money. It takes a lot, you know, for people to, when they want to volunteer. You know, we need volunteers. We need people that want to help. It is a lot to this machine that we have. And the other thing it takes, honestly, is you guys have to spread the word. You got to get people that are evangelists that get out there. And I mean, honestly, if everybody gave us a buck a month that listened to the show or listened to, that want to suggest something, we could move mountains with this stuff. And it's not me. I'm not begging. I have benefactors that love our work and they help us out quite a bit. But if the masses want to help, you got to do these small things for us. Glad, thanks for the call. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutriMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Senator Cassidy, can you please apologize to my children for ruining their futures?
Hey, guess what? If in the future somebody makes it, I know your parents are using you as tools.
No,
but
we're
if in
not
the future,
no,
in the future if somebody makes an allegation against you, and there's no proof for it, you'll be okay.
I'm not sure if you were able to catch all that, but that was Senator Cassidy accosted by a woman as he's walking through the Senate, through the building. And she says, you know, will you apologize to my kids for ruining their future? And he stops and he says, hey, kids, you're going to thank me one day. Especially to the little boy. It was a little boy and a girl, I think it was. And he's like, and it's a shame your mom's using you as a political tool, but don't worry. You're going to thank me one day. And I say to all of the ladies listening to this program, I say to the leftist women who are yet to convert, because you're going to convert, especially if you have sons, you're going to convert. You may convert because you have daughters, because you want your daughters to be respected. You're going to thank Senator Cassidy. You're going to thank Donald Trump for going after the Me Too movement, and you're going to thank people like me. And I don't care. Look, if I don't do another thing in this movement except what I have on my plate, I'll live a decent life. I will. I've got benefactors who care. I've got lots of people like yourselves who donate their $5, $10 and say, Kevin, keep up the fight. And we're just going after identity politics in ways that are more clever than most. But if we don't get any more notoriety or whatever, I promise you, we'll be fine. Because you guys are helping out. Well, I can't do it without you. I don't want to imply that at all. There's no way. We just don't have the manpower. But we have people that are constantly saying they want to help. And occasionally we get somebody that helps and they know what they're doing. And it's miraculous to see because we don't have all the answers. And we do struggle. But my point is, no matter what they do to me, if my life stayed status quo right now, I'd be cool with it. But I'm not cool with it for my kids and your kids and all the other people coming up. I'm not cool with that. I only played that because I wanted you to understand that Donald Trump is helping some of these guys get a backbone. There's a time when Cassidy wouldn't have been able to stand up to that. I want to shift gears because we got a lot to talk about this segment and not a lot of time. Here's Tucker Carlson interviewing a guy named Salvas. And here he gets fired, and Tucker explains why, and the guy does as well.
Salvas wasn't simply a loyal Democrat. He was the head of the Allegheny County, Pennsylvania Democratic Party, also a military veteran. You'd think he'd be allowed to stick up for America once in a while, but no. He made the mistake of writing this in a Facebook post, quote, "I stand for the flag, I kneel at the cross." Now, not so long ago, most Democrats would have nodded in agreement at that. Today, it's hate speech, and he lost his job. But tonight, their loss is our gain, and Mark Salvas joins us now. Mark, thanks a lot for coming on the show. Did I misstate that? I mean, did you have to leave your job running the county's Republican, rather Democratic Party, because of those words on Facebook?
Well, I was the executive director of the county party, and yes, basically that's exactly what happened because of that post, which, I remind you, was over a year ago that I posted that. I was asked to resign, yes.
So you're a veteran. You say you stand for the flag, and you were denounced as a racist for that.
Correct. The people who brought this to light tried to tie it to the NFL players taking a knee.
So, I'm confused. I'm not a Democratic voter, never have been, but, you know, I've been here a long time. I've known a lot of decent patriotic Democrats. It doesn't seem like that long ago. It wouldn't have been weird for the head of a Pennsylvania Democratic County party to say, "I stand for the flag and kneel before the cross." Would it have been 5 years ago a crazy thing to say?
Absolutely not. And I can tell you that even just last year, when the Pittsburgh Steelers decided to stay in the locker room instead of come out for the national anthem, one player, Villanueva, who's an Army Ranger, came out and stood by himself with his hand over his heart. And he was not considered a racist. So this, even as much as a year ago, it would not have been unheard of to hear somebody, a leader in the party, defend the flag.
And you wonder why the polls this year will be different, the midterms. You wonder why there's this energy that is in the Republican Party. You wonder why guys like him are walking away. Mark Salvas, a leader in the Democrats, who says, look, and he's one of these Democrats that says this: I can be religious and be a Democrat. I can support my country and be a Democrat. I can have, you know, debates with Republicans and understand their positions and be a Democrat. And what he learned the hard way is, no, you can't. Don't try this, buddy. We will torch you. Just amazes me that these types of things go on in this country. Let's move on. I want to cover quite a few things. So this guy, this is another one of these stories where you have to wonder, you know, how blacks can say Democrats. This is a guy living in a city, and he's planting a garden. He wants a community garden. And some people move into the area, a group of white folk, a white lady, and she gets this man arrested. Arrested for nothing. And this is a quick little soundbite of what they discussed this particular story. And I want us to have just a brief discussion about it afterwards. But check this story out.
Threatened him in the past.
Smart People says for months, three women who are white repeatedly called Detroit police on him for working on a garden in an old park on the city's east side, falsely accusing him of being a pedophile and having a gun. And when he painted trees red, black, and green, colors of the Pan-African flag, he was accused of being in a gang.
None of this was true. None of it is true. You know, it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't, this was purposely done to try to destroy my life.
People's attorney Robert Burton Harris says this was a case of
gardening while black, where you have people calling the police on mostly African Americans for doing very mundane things.
You think she moved into this neighborhood to be called a racist?
This man is a friend of one of the three women whose complaints ultimately landed Peoples in handcuffs, charged with three counts of misdemeanor stalking.
So you got him cuffed?
They were willing to call me a pedophile. They were willing to call me a gang-banging, gun-toting racist.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So, this man lives in a big city. There's an empty lot. He starts preparing that lot to raise, you know, vegetables and what have you. This is a very good idea. I support this idea. There's a guy who was on a TED Talk, and he said, we've got all this unused land in the cities. Why are people having to go to the grocery store? We could tend gardens in certain community areas where people can just go get this food and it's readily available. And let me give you the answer. The government doesn't want food readily available. They want you spending money. If you were to say to poor people, you don't need to take the money that we're giving you for sustenance. You don't have to spend it on food anymore because the food will be readily available. There will be a butcher in your neighborhood that's, you know, from you know, I just say if it was available for free. The government would put a kibosh on that so fast it would shake and make your head spin. And you go, what are you talking about? They want to feed these people. No, they don't. Food is one of the things that keeps the economy moving. You got to spend money on food. That money's churning, man. It's always in the economy. You got to spend money on heating and electricity and gas and what have you. It's churning all the time. It keeps you needy. And the government needs you, the average person, at the point of practically starving because it keeps you hungry for more government. I know it sounds weird, but that's the way it works. So people that are naive and think, oh, no, but this is an even bigger thing. This is the reason why I tell you this. The lady who moved in, I don't have to know anything about her, but I'll tell you this. She's a leftist. She believed that she moved into this area in order to gentrify it. She's going to change her conditions around her. It isn't about, I'm going to go, when I move into a neighborhood, you know what I do? I look at the neighborhood and I go, I'm not moving in unless that neighborhood fits what I want to live in. I'm not moving in to change the neighborhood. I'm moving in to become a part of the neighborhood. What yuppies and these leftist bourgeois white folks do is they move into the neighborhood going, I'm going to change my neighborhood. Now, I moved into a house in a sketchy area of St. Louis. I didn't do it to change the neighborhood. The neighborhood was changing around me. And I said, okay, it's 2-3 blocks over. It's still bad, but this part's getting good. I'll move in. I'm going to try to take advantage of this. And I did it honestly because it was a cheaper house for me. I would have paid another $400,000 for that house in a different location. So I said, no, this is the place I'll do it. It'll have some equity if I'm smart about it. And hopefully, knock on wood, it does. But that was the reason. But I didn't go there to change anything. I came on the trailing edge of this trend that I hope can, you know, last until I get this house rehab. But this lady wants to change it. She's a Democrat. She's of the so-called part of the tolerant left. And she immediately goes there, finds a dude who wants to do something in the community, calls him a racist and a gangbanger, and gets him arrested. I believe her.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.